This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Many workers at 911 emergency call locations say their centers are understaffed, struggling to fill vacancies, and plagued by worker burnout. That new survey just released, one public safety expert calls it really alarming. Why is this happening? This brutal and unrelenting heat so many Americans are wrestling with. The AP's Jennifer King with experts' answers.
Scientists with World Weather Attribution found that record-breaking heat waves in the American Southwest and Southern Europe were virtually impossible without climate change that has been increasing heat since the mid-1800s. Using tree rings and other stand-ins for temperature records, climate scientists found unusually strong heat waves are becoming more common and say this month is likely the hottest Earth has been in about 120,000 years. I'm Jennifer King.
The Justice Department is suing Texas over that barrier that the state's floating on the Rio Grande. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
The governor said, see you in court. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the Justice Department is doing just that.
They also will see Governor Abbott in court for his unlawful actions.
What makes it illegal for the governor to block the river?
Making it difficult to access the river, patrol the area. That's what he's doing. And arrest individuals who attempt to enter the country unlawfully.
There were also environmental concerns expressed by some officials and complaints about other anti-migrant efforts, like razor wire strung across private property. Governor Abbott, in a letter to the president, says he has the right to defend his state's borders. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was in a car accident this morning, says his campaign, as he traveled to presidential campaign events in Tennessee, but he was not injured, they say. This is AP News. You got to do better with your disaster warning systems. That's what the UN is telling countries in one region of the world. And it says it's going to cost billions to set up those systems. The AP's Karen Shamas.
A new United Nations report has said that the Asia-Pacific region needs to increase spending on disaster warning systems to counter rising climate change risks. The report was issued by the Economic and Social Commission for Asia and the Pacific, or ESCAP. It says that nearly $145 billion is needed to set up systems to minimize deaths and damage from floods, earthquakes, drought, and other disasters. The main concern is that telecommunication systems in the region are strong enough to ensure that vulnerable communities will get necessary information when forecasts and emergency situations are declared. The report discovered that most countries have failed to spend even 10% of what is needed. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.